Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with the Top Third Ag Marketing pre-opening grain comments for Wednesday, May 29th. Sharply higher again overnight in the grains. We've got July corn finishing the overnight session up 11.5 cents at 431 3/4. That's about 6.25 off of 438 high. December hit 454, backed off 6 cents to finish up 11 cents at 448. We've got July wheat up 9.5, 514 1/4. Kansas City July up 12.5, 473 1/4. July beans finished up 25 3/4 cents at 881 3/4, down 11 cents off of the 892 3/4 high. And November beans finished up 25.5, 908, about 10.5 cents off a 918.5 high. So this on yesterday afternoon's crop progress report, where we had corn 58% planted versus 90% on average, with Illinois at only 35% and Indiana at 22%. So some pretty big states there lagging sharply behind in plantings. And we had soybeans 29% planted versus 66%. And looking at the wheat, winter wheat conditions down 5% to 61%, good to excellent. So we taking a look at the fund positions here. A few weeks ago, you had the fund short almost 300,000 contracts of corn, pretty much all out of that now, I'd imagine, and maybe starting to look at getting long here. Soybeans were short over 100,000 contracts, now also short covering there, as maybe some concern is creeping into the market that it will stay wet enough that the expected move of corn acres into beans may not happen as aggressively as earlier thought. So a pretty significant change here in the attitude of the funds. We will have to keep an eye and see how corn acts around this pivotal 450 level. We're up at about 3-year highs here. Again, we'll be looking and see where the funds are come Friday's report to see just how much they have covered. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.